Joanne Liu mentioned Yemen, and our next story is about the war there, and about a British woman who follows a conflict in Yemen on Twitter. Last July, Jamila Hanan began following the story of Ibrahim Abdulkarim, a man who lost his daughter in an airstrike. A few months later, a photo popped up online.
Everybody was talking about it.
It was from the night of the attack, and it shows Abdulkarim hugging his 11-month-old daughter, Zainab. She's dressed in her burial shroud at the morgue. Hanan says this photo was different somehow.
I found it really touched men because, obviously, picture of a father with the daughter, and clearly he was extremely distressed. And whereas, you know, you see a lot of dead children, you see mothers grieving with children, and us women, we're always crying all the time. But there's not very much that really touches men, and the men were just sobbing over it. Certainly in Yemen they were, because they know that he's not the only one. You know, there's thousands like that.
UNICEF says more than 900 kids were killed in the Yemen war last year, so it's not an unusual story. But the photo of baby Zainab and her dad swept through Arab social media. Jamila Hanan keeps a blog where she documents civilian casualties of the Yemen war.
I thought, well, I should include a page on what happened to his daughter, so I collected the videos, looked for any documentation on it, and asked him if he would consider writing his testimony regarding what happened.
And that is the remarkable thing. This Yemeni man, who speaks only Arabic, has written one of the only first-person accounts by a victim of a Saudi coalition airstrike that we can now read. Last month, Hanan enlisted a Yemeni student at Harvard to translate the father's story into English. She arranged with a medical doctor in Yemen to translate it back into Arabic so that Ibrahim Abdulkarim could be sure his message was getting through accurately. We have it posted at PRI.org, along with a photo of baby Zainab and her father.
It's just incredibly sad. I'm actually looking at the photo now, actually, because I've just found the one that you sent me. I think, you know, just, I'm a mother. I know if that was my child, you know, I'd just be really, really heartbroken. It's unusual that you see a father grieving the child because men, the grieving private, so it's very unusual for a father to want to share this. And surely it was painful for him to do so. And the whole process he's gone through of reliving in his mind what happened, to write the account of what happened to him, to share it with the world, is an incredibly brave thing to do.
Jamila Hanan, a social media activist in the UK. A story mothers and fathers can all relate to.